Mishnah Yomis for Friday, Aleph Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the first day of Sivan, Tov Shin Pei Dalad, Masechta Sota, Perek Tashi, Mishnah Yudalad. Bepulmus Shalas Basionis, in the war of Vespasian against Jerusalem, taking place about 3 years before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash, Gozru Al Atres Chasonim, the Chachamim made Gzera that new Chasonim, that a chassan cannot wear the crowns. They used to make crowns for the chassanim on the day of the chuppah. They made a gzera not to make them. The al ha'erus, and they also forbade using the erus. It's a type of musical instrument that was played, had a clear, strong note, and they made a gzera not to play that as well in order to decrease the simcha, the joy that was apparent at the time. In this war of Vespasian. Bepulmus shel Titus, in the war of Titus against the Jewish people, where he conquered Jerusalem and he burnt the Beis HaMikdash, Gozru al Atres Kalos, they made Gzera also that a Kala is also not allowed to wear a crown. They used to wear crowns, the Kalos were decorated with a picture of the city of gold, and they did this until the war of Titus. They also made a gzera that a man should not teach his son Greek culture, the chokhmah of Yivanis. Now, this was a certain type of language which had a lot of riddles and nuances which the Yivanim, the Greeks, knew. Why did they do this? This is because of a story that happened much, much earlier than the story of Vespasian or of Titus. And it happened when there was a civil war between the house of the Hasmonean kings. There was Hyrcanus on the outside and Aristobulus on the inside. Every day they would lower down coins, denarim, in a basket over the wall, and from outside they would bring them to Midim. They would give them lambs that they would use for the Korban Tomid. There was an old man there who knew Greek, or that special Chochmah Yevonis, and he told them on the outside, as long as the Jews inside are doing the Avodah, doing the service in the Beis HaMikdash, they'll never be handed over into your hands. So the next day, when they lowered on the inside, they lowered the denarim, these coins in a basket over the wall. On the outside, instead of giving them a lamb, they gave them a chazir, a pig. This angered Hashem so much. There was so much anger. The whole land of Israel was shaking, 400 parsangs, the Gemara said. And at that moment, they said, cursed be the man who rears pigs, and cursed be the man who teaches his son Chochmas Yevonis, this Greek culture. Now, even though, as we said, this took place many years before the war of Titus, so why did it only happen that they made the Gzeira then? It's possible, the Mefarshim Tosfos explains, that in their days, when it actually happened, hundreds of years before the Churban, the Jewish people were not prepared to accept the decree. But in the war of Titus, they renewed that decree, and the Jewish people were makabel, they accepted upon themselves that decree. But Pulmas HaAcharon, in the last war, the war in which the Beis HaMikdash was actually destroyed, and that too was conducted by Titus, Gozru, they made a decree that even the kala, who used to be carried out from her father's house to the house of her husband, they used to make a big ceremony out of this, and they used to carry her in an apirion. It's a type of a cushion made of beautiful talisos that were decorated with gold. However, says the Mishnah, our rabbis did permit that the kala can go out in such a decorated array of talisos with gold. And the reason, first of all, who is the Rabbi Seinu? The Rambam says that when it says Rabbi Seinu, it actually means Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Rabbeinu Nossi, the editor of the Mishnah. What's the reason that the rabbis were matured, or Rabbi Yonasi was matured? The Gemara explains because of tznius, modesty. It was more modest to do it that way, to have the color in an apirion, in this array of talisos, of cloths, and therefore they kept it. They kept this custom. Mishnah Tesvav, and the last Mishnah of Masechta. Mishameis Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir passed away, Botlu Moshe L'Mashalim, the ones who could really give parables ceased. Rabbi Meir was phenomenal when it came to giving Mashalim, parables. The Gemara says about him that he used to give a drasha, and a third of his learning was in halacha, a third of it was in agarata, and a third of it was in Mashalim. Apparently, he had 300 mishalim, even to do with foxes. Mishameis ben Azai, botlu hashakdanim. When he died, when ben Azai died, you could say, the Mishnah says, you could say that those who were really studious, learning a lot, had finished. He was an incredible shakdan, an incredible studier of Torah, as the Gemara brings, that he actually told people, who had tainest him, why didn't get married? He says, what can I do? My soul loves Torah so much. Mishameis ben Zoma, when ben Zoma died, botl hadarshonim, the people who could give drushas on the chumish, on the notes of the psukim even, ben Zoma was fluent in that all. And the true darshonim had stopped with his demise. Mishameis Rabbi Yeshua, when Rabbi Yeshua passed away, poska tovun olam, goodness had gone from the world. The Gemara explains that, there is an opinion that says that the Mishnah means that right after he died started the war in Beitar. Mishameis Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, bogoy vay v'rabu hatzaras. When he died, there was an increase in locust plagues that were eating the produce of the land. Mishameis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, posaka oishim min hachachamim. When he died, wealth ceased to be from the chachamim. He was incredibly wealthy and also, of course, wise. Mishameis Rabbi Akiva, botel kavod haTorah. The honor of Torah had ceased. Rabbi Akiva was able to give a drosha for every koitz, every little point in the Torah. He could tell you tilly till of halachas, so many halachas he could build up of one little part of a letter of the Torah. And this was indeed kavod of the Torah. It shows how everything of the Torah is precious, nothing levatala. Mishameis Rabbi Yechanino ben Doisa, Botl Anshe Maisa. When he died, men of action, i.e. men of miracles, had ceased. Rabbi Chanina Medosa was a tremendous tzaddik, and he performed miracles galore. Mishameis Rabbi Yosef Kantnusa, Bosko Chasidim. Chasidim stopped. He was a great chasid, a great man. V'lom Nikrosh Mei Katnusa. Why did they call him the small one? Shahyo Katnusan Shel Chasidim. He was of the smaller of the Chasidim. That's how some explain. Others say that the Rambam learns he was the shoyrash, the root, the source of Chasidim, because the root of something usually is small, then expands and gets bigger. Mishameis Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, botel ziv hachachma. The glory of wisdom ceased. He was a chacham, a tremendous chacham, Rabban Zakkai, and a great gadol batar. And he was also wise in general wisdom, in general chachma of the world. Mishameis Rabban Gamlil Hazokin, botel Kavod haTorah. They ceased the kavod of Torah. Until his days, Rabban Gamliel's days, people would learn standing up. When he died, people started to learn sitting because they were not as strong anymore. Umeisa Tara Uprishus. And what else happened when Rabban Gamliel Zokin passed away? What happened else is that Tara, purity, and Prishus, and keeping away from Tumah, from negative things, ceased. Mishameis Rabbi Yishmael ben Pobi, botel ziv hakohuna. When Rabbi Yishmael, who served as a kohen gadol, when he died, the glory of kohuna ceased. He was both a chacham and an osher, a rich man, and many, many kohenim would eat at his table. Mishameis Rabbi, when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi died, the one who made the Mishnah, botel anova, humility ceased, v'yiras chait and fear of sin ceased as well. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi was a great anov, and he practiced great kedusha. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Omer. By the way, when it says when Rebbe passed away, her humility ceased and Yiras Chait ceased, some say that the Mefarshim explained that this piece was not put in by Rebbe himself, that students of Rebbe inserted this in the Mishnah. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair, Omer. Mishachara Beis HaMikdash, Boishach HaVeirim. When the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the chaverim means the Talmid HaChamim, who are careful in mitzvahs and careful in taking meiser and eating their fruits in Tara, that stopped. Boishu chaverim. Boishu means that embarrassment or shame covered the Pnei Chaverim, these people who were Talmid Chachamim and who were medaktik in mitzvahs. Uvnei Chayrin, and people who are, literally means free men, but it means people who you could trace their ancestry. They had proper yichus. V'chofu roisham, and their heads were bowed or their heads were covered. Why? Because the chutzpenyaks, the people who were brazen and going against them, were stronger. V'nidaldalu anshe maisa, men of action ceased, or their strength became weak. Daldalu means actually became weakened. The Govrubal Izroya and people of force, mafia sort of people, Vavali Loshan and people who use their tongues to slander, increased. Vein Dorish, Vein Mavakish, Vein Shoyal. And there was no one inquiring, seeking, or asking to fix it, to fix the situation. Al mi lonu lishon, on who can we rely? Al Avinu Shebashamayim, on our Father in Heaven. Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol Omer, Miyom Shechorav Beis Hamikdash, ever since the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Shroi Chakimayo Lemehevei Kisofraya. The Chachomim, the great Chachomim, they became like the Soifrim, like people who were teaching Chumash. V'Sofraya Kechazanaya, and those who were teaching Tanakh or Chumash and Tanakh, they became like the Chazanaya, they became like the assistants, like the Beatles. That's with a D. V'Chazanaya Ke'ama Da'ara. And the Chazonim, those people who were the Shamoshim or the assistants, they became like the Ami Haaretz. V'yama da'ara ozlovin daldala. And even the Am Haaretz, they became lower than what they were before. Vein mevakish, and no one was seeking and asking for mercy from them. Al mi yesh lehishoin, on who can we rely? Al Avinu Shebashamayim, and a Father in Heaven. Be'ikvos Mashiach, says the Mishnah, in the heels of Mashiach, at the end of the Golos, before Mashiach comes, chutzpah yiskeh, there will be tremendous chutzpah, tremendous cheek. V'yoker yamir, and food will be very, very expensive. Hagefen titein pirio, the vine will give its fruit, but nevertheless, v'hayayin v'yoker, the wine will be at a premium, because everyone will be drinking, there will be demand to get sugar. V'hamalchus tehofech leminos, the government will become heretical, vein techecha, and be no one to tell them off, because they're all themselves balei avera, sinful. Beisvad yelaznos, what was once a meeting place for chachamim will become a house for prostitution. Because they're the chachamim, they're very few chachamim. No one wants to learn Torah, and the house will be empty of Torah and filled with other things like znos. V'hagol yecharav, and the Galil will be desolate. V'ha-gavlon yishoim, and the gavlon, that's an ever place, will be left wet like a wasteland. V'anshi ha-gvul, and the men of the gvul, or some say ha-galil, yisobivu mi'il-ir, will be going round from place to place, from city to city, v'lo yichononu, and they will not find any charm, any favour in the eyes of those who they go and see. V'chochma sofrim tizrach, and the wisdom of the sofrim, of the scribes, will be shamed. V'yirechet yimasa, those who fear sin will be rejected, will be scorned at. V'emes tehe nederes, truth will be missing from life. Na'orim pnei zekenim yalbino, young will insult the old. Zekenim yamdu pnei ktanim, the old will have to stand in face of the young. And what will be fulfilled is that which Micha prophesied, Micha the prophet, bein menabelav, a son will scorn the father. Bas koma be'ima, a daughter will rise against her mother. Kala b'chamosa, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Oiva ish anshe be'isoi, people's own household will be their own enemies, his own enemies. Pene hador, kifne hakelev, the face of the generation will be like the face of a dog. Chutzpah, in other words, just with brazen cheek. Habein enem ispash me'ovu, the son will not be embarrassed from his father. No feeling of shame of derech eretz. Al mi yesh lanu lehishon, and who can we rely? Al Avinu Shebashamayim, for the Elnei Eibishter who will send us Mashiach. Rabbi Pinchas, now the Gemara, we actually have a braisa that's ended up, that we read at the end of this Masechta, which is normally you don't put a braisa in the Mishnah, but we add it here, the Gemara brings it here, to end off on a nice, positive note. Rabbi Pinchas ben Yoraima, Zrizos, and alacrity, energy in doing mitzvahs, mevi'o l'denikias, brings to cleanliness meaning of sin. A person who is zoriz, uses the time well in fulfilling mitzvahs, he won't have time to sin. He'll be so busy. Unekius mevil datara, and having this cleansing of sins, full of mitzvahs, brings to tara, brings to purity, purity of the heart and purity of thought. Vatara mevil deprishus, and purity of thought and actions, thought and the mind, brings to precious, brings to separation from mundane life. Or precious and separation from mundane life, mevi'ah l'dei kedusha, brings to holiness. Or kedusha mevi'ah l'dei anava, and holiness brings to humility. And v'anava mevi'ah l'dei yiras chayt, and humility will bring to fear of sin. Fear of sin, not just because of the punishment, but properly fear of sin, because of the very fact that it's a sin to the Eibishter. The yiras chayt mevi'ah l'dei chasidus. And fear of sin brings to chasidus. Chasidus, it means acting beyond the letter of the law. V'chasidus mevi'ah l'dei ruach hakodesh, and that brings to ruach hakodesh, which will descend upon him. The shechinah rests upon the person. V'ruach hakodesh mevi'ah l'dei tchias ha'meisim, and ultimately ruach hakodesh brings to the resurrection of the dead. In the beginning, Hashem says in the book of Yechezkel, the prophet says, "V'nosati ruchi v'chem v'chisim, I'll put my spirit in you, and you will live." I.e., first will be this Ruach HaKodesh, and that will be you will live, meaning that Mesim, those who are dead, will get back to life. And the Tchias HaMesim will be heralded by, or come through, Eliyahu Nabi, as it says in the book of Malachi, I will send to you, as Eliyahu Nabi, before the great, awesome day.